Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It's 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. on Sunday, October the 30th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, and it's coming to you from 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, 13 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m., just like I promised, I'm back, and let's go into Major League Baseball World Series time. Okay, it's still a little too early to boast. After the Red Sox came back from 3-1 down and defeated the Yankees a few years ago in the playoffs, nothing is certain till that last out is registered. But anyway, at the beginning of the playoffs, World Series, I believe, at the beginning of World Series, I said, I'm picking Cleveland over Chicago. How about that? And yesterday, Cleveland moved one game closer to the championship by defeating the Cubs 7-2. In the game, Kipnis went 3-for-5, scored 2 runs, got 3 RBIs with a home run. Lindor went 2-for-4, scored a run with an RBI. He got a walk. He's hitting .467 on the season. And the way he's been playing in the field and running the bases, I would have him as my MVP. Although Kluber, who won the game, might get it. I don't know how they vote for MVPs in the World Series. I should know that, shouldn't I? But anyway, I don't. I guess a pitcher can get it. He's won two. And also in that game, Santana went 3-for-4 with scored a run with an RBI. He got his first home run. He's hitting .273. Kluber got a hit also. He's hitting .500. And Coco Crisp off the bench got a hit, scored a run. He's hitting .333. Kluber went 6 innings, gave up 5 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 1 walk, struck out 6. He has a 0.75 ERA. And Miller came in, pitched 2 innings, gave up 1 hit. That was a home run. One run was earned. Struck out 2. He has a 1.69 ERA. Maybe he could be in line for the MVP. Otero came in, pitched the 9th inning, gave up a hit. That was it. For the Cubbies, Lackey got the loss. He's 0-1. Fowler got a home run. That was off Miller. And like I said, the Cubbies lead the series 3-1. And so I'm assuming John Lester's going today for the Cubs. I'm not sure who's going to go for the Indians. But anyway, Cleveland leads 3-1. And if they win, that'll be what? 2 championships in Cleveland. And what? Well, the Cavaliers season ended last year. But here they are. No, actually, the season ended this year in the spring. Anyway, Cleveland is riding high. We'll see what happens from here on in. One more game today in Chicago, a day off, and then the final 2, if necessary, in Cleveland. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Yesterday, the Hawks defeated the 76ers 104-72. Celtics 104, the Hornets 98, Knicks 111, the Grizzlies 104, the Cavaliers 105, the Magic 99, the Bulls 118, the Pacers 101, the Bucks 110, the Nets 108, the Spurs 98, the Pelicans 79, Blazers 115, the Nuggets 113, and the Kings 106 and the Timberwolves 103. In the Celtics game, Amir Johnson got 2 points, 5 rebounds, and an assist. Crowder got 9 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Horford got 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Avery Bradley, this might be his highest scoring game of his career. Got 31 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Isaiah Thomas got 24 points, 1 rebound, and 7 assists. Jarepko got 3 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist. Mickey got 3 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. Gerald Green got 4 points, no rebounds, and 1 assist. Brown got 7 points and 1 rebound. Zeller got 2 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and a block. And Terry Rozier got 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Kemba Walker led the Hornets with 29 points. I would say thus far, and it's real early as far as the NBA is concerned, it looks to me like some of the weaker teams have improved since last year. With their pickups or people back from injury or free agency or trades or whatever they did. But it seems like some of the other teams may not be winning as yet, but the games are close thus far against in the games that they're losing. And I don't think it's going to be a runaway because on any given night, somebody's liable to explode and blow you out of the arena. But that's good. That's good. We want competition. That seems like it's the opposite of what's going on in the National Football League, where some of the mediocre teams have become less than mediocre, if that's possible. And, you know, there are teams who look like they are, well, I would say, you know, close to elite, but they're few and far between. Pittsburgh last week with Ben Roethlisberger would probably look a lot better against the Patriots, but they didn't have Big Ben, and injuries is always a major problem in the NFL, every sport as well, but especially in the NFL. But hey, we'll take it as far as Patriots fans are concerned, and as far as Celtics are concerned, you know, we continue to play good defense. Our shooting seems to have picked up a little bit percentage-wise. The major problem is rebounding, both defensively and offensively. So we'll see if we can make some improvements there over the course of the season. It's 420 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 and FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 30th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. To get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-905-9475. 1-855-WMFO1. 855-915-WMFO. I shall return.
American Cancer Society, 60-second breast cancer radio. This is spot number ACC-6000, generic.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I couldn't really understand what the doctor was telling me.
This is Kendall.
I felt so helpless. The fact that I could turn to the American Cancer Society for information was truly a blessing.
She called us when she needed answers anytime, day or night, and when she needed hope.
I know they play a huge role in research, but I couldn't believe everything else they do, like promoting awareness and advocating for mammograms for women who haven't been able to get them. They even offered me support in my own community.
Kendall is a survivor, and now she's a volunteer with the American Cancer Society.
They helped me get my life back. It feels good to be able to share a little bit of it with them.
This is the American Cancer Society. This is how we're making strides against breast cancer. No one does more to fight breast cancer than the American Cancer Society. Call 800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org to learn more.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 426 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you need to call our new phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, Sabres 3 and the Panthers zip. The Canadiens 2 and the Maple Leafs 1. The Bruins 1 and the Red Wings zip. New Jersey 3 and the Lightning 1. Penguins 5 and the Flyers 4. The Blues 1 and the Kings zip. The Wild 4 and the Stars zip. Avalanche 3 and the Coyotes 2. Capitals 5 and the Canucks 2, Sharks 4 and the Predators 1. Tuukka Rask came back, and I guess that's all the Bruins needed was to have him back there in goal, but I don't know if he can play the entire season. Seems like Malcolm Subban and this other guy that they signed just don't have it, and they brought up another young kid also. And McIntyre, I believe his name was, and he wasn't that good either. But maybe it wasn't all their fault. Maybe with the defense in front of them, because at the beginning of the season, I heard people say the Bruins need to shore up their defense. And they brought in a lot of young kids, but I don't know. They don't know, at least yet, how effective they're going to be. Anyway, in that Bruins game, there was no scoring in the first period. And at 17:11 of the second period, Tim Schaller got his first goal of the year with an assist from Dominic Moore. Now, there's so many new players on the Bruins. I never heard of Tim Schaller or Dominic Moore. Of course, I'm not following them as closely as I follow, you know, other sports like the Red Sox and Patriots and Celtics. But anyway, Tim Schaller got his first goal of the year. That stood up because there was no scoring in the third period either. And I guess the defense played fairly well because Tuukka Rask stopped 24 shots while Howard for the Red Wings stopped 35 out of 36. And so Bruins prevailed 1-0. And since it was a road game, hey, you know, they could be looking up. Anyway, still much too early in the season to determine what's going on, and to be truthful, I haven't seen a hockey game this year as yet, not even a smidgen of a hockey game. So, just too many things going on in my life. But that's good. They're all good. It's all good stuff. 429 here on WMFO in Medford. If you're a hockey fan, give me a call. You can clue me in on what's going on with the Bruins and other National Hockey League teams as well. I will certainly be willing to be schooled and educated. Nothing wrong with education, especially since we're broadcasting from Tufts University. We would like to be educated in all kinds of things that are going on in the world. So, therefore, give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. I shall return.
Thank you. when you have a premature baby, it's just so up and down. It's an emotional roller coaster.
I sought all my prenatal care, took all my vitamins, ate all the proper food, and still had a premature baby. He spent 6 months in the hospital just trying to make it. It can affect anyone at any point.
Some people will say, I know it must be hard, but I don't think people really realize how hard it is to see your baby lying in the incubator, and there's nothing you can do.
He came at 25 weeks, 1 pound, 15 ounces.
Don't ignore the signs, and if you think that you may be in labor prematurely, call your physician. I just want to raise as much awareness as I possibly can so that no other family will have to go through this.
Join the March of Dimes in celebrating all babies, those born healthy, and those who need help to survive. Go to marchofdimes.com and tell us your special baby story.
And the message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:35 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get you involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, if you just tuned in, let me catch you up here. Cleveland defeated the Cubs 7-2, and they lead that series 3-1. Game 5 is today in Chicago. Tonight, I believe it is in Chicago. Celtics fans can rejoice. Celtics 104, Hornets 98. Avery Bradley have, I believe, his career high, 31 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Isaiah Thomas chipped in 24 points. Al Horford got 14 points. Kemba Walker led Charlotte with 29 points. The Bruins won yesterday. 1-0 over the Red Wings. Tuukka Rask had 24 saves in the shutout. And so there you go. Bring you up to date as far as the major stuff of concern with, Boston fans. Okay, let's go to college football. On Thursday, Virginia Tech 39, Pittsburgh 36. And on Friday, upset, unranked South Florida defeated Navy, who was ranked number 22, 52-45. And then on yesterday, Michigan 32, Michigan State 23. Clemson 37, Florida State 34, Washington 31, Utah 24, Louisville 32, Virginia 25, Ohio State 24, Northwestern 20, upset. Wisconsin ranked number 11, defeated Nebraska ranked number 7, 23-17. Another upset, unranked Texas defeated Baylor, who was ranked number 8, 35-34. Texas A&M 52, New Mexico State 10, cupcake game. Upset. Oklahoma State defeated West Virginia. Oklahoma State, who was unranked, defeated West Virginia 37-20. West Virginia was ranked number 10. I know Pierre is happy about that one. Another upset, Wyoming, who was unranked, defeated Boise State, who was ranked number 13, 30-28. Florida 24, Georgia 10, Auburn 40, Mississippi 29, Oklahoma 56, Kansas 3, South Carolina unranked. Sorry for the noise. South Carolina, unranked, defeated Tennessee with ranked number 18, 24-21. And Penn State pounded Purdue 62-24. Alabama, number 1, did not play, so I'm assuming they will maintain their number 1 ranking. 439 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, October the 30th, 2016 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. Just had to give me a call. Our new call number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. I will be back.
Have you heard this disturbing prognosis? If we don't act now to reverse the childhood obesity epidemic, the current generation of young people could be the first in United States history to live sicker and die younger than their parents' generation. I'm Massachusetts State Representative Kim Ferguson. More than 23 million of our children and adolescents are overweight or obese, putting them at higher risk for serious health problems. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, is working to promote policies that make it easier for children and families to eat healthy foods and be physically active in our schools and neighborhoods. Creating healthy environments is key to reversing the childhood obesity epidemic. To learn more about Women in Government's work to prevent childhood obesity, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org. Visit womeningovernment.org.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 444 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, before we go into pro footballers, college football, saw a few of the games yesterday, and to be truthful, I was not impressed by some of the higher ranked teams. Ohio State did not show me much in the passing game. Their defense is pretty good, I guess, even though they weren't outstanding yesterday. And they're coming off that loss to Penn State the week before. They got some work to go to do to, if I think, if they're going to get into the top four for the playoffs. Even the week before, Alabama did not impress me that much. Here again, a good defense. Their offense was, you know, running the ball fairly well, but they showed me not much of a passing attack either. I saw Clemson earlier in the year. Didn't see their game yesterday. But they gave up 34 points to Florida State. Not a bad team. They gave up 34 points to Florida State. So their offense is probably, you know, the key to their going to be the key to their success if they are going to be successful. And I didn't see the Michigan State game, but it was a lot closer than I thought. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be. Louisville, I guess, might be out of the running, even though they defeated Virginia yesterday. And Wisconsin upset Nebraska, so I guess they're not. Neither of them are going anywhere as far as the playoffs. Playoffs! The playoffs are concerned. So that's my little take on college football. And someone asked me the other day, how come you don't, how come you don't give us more local college scores? Is just because it's a time factor. I guess if I spent some time in the Saturday afternoon picking up the local scores, I probably could bring them with me. And maybe if I get enough flack from people who want local scores, to know what Harvard and Yale and Brown and Princeton and other Ivy League teams and BC and whatnot are doing, give me enough flack, I'll do my best to, you know, work them in. But like I said, it's going to take an extra demand. After I got my programs ready for, most of my programs ready for today, I went out and I was out shopping and getting gas for the car and all kinds of other good stuff. I have a ministry that I'm running as well, you know. I'm writing a book, getting ready to publish it and everything else. I have a few other things on my agenda. So, hey, like I said, I'll go wherever the wind is blowing. So if you guys want more local college scores, I'll do my best if I get enough people who are interested. Okay, 447 is the Brown perspective on sports time. Let's go to the National Football League. As you regular listeners know, I am in a contest, hot and heavy contest, with my son Scott, my grandson Kyle, and our good friends Kenny and Bill. And yes, last week I was knocked out of the at the end of the previous week. At the end of week 7, I was knocked out of first place for the first time all season in the pro football picks. But I climbed back in, so I'm now in a flat-footed tie with my son Scott at 64 wins and 42 losses apiece. Kenny's right there. Kenny jumped from third place to first place the week before, and I guess the altitude was too much for him. And Kenny's now in second place, one game behind, though, 63 and 43. But I have a game up on Kenny, actually two games up on Kenny, because in our program plan, you have to pick against the Patriots three times. So if you have to figure out if the Patriots are going to lose, you know, and if so, you have to pick against them. And Bill and I have done that. Actually, Kyle has done it also. And so we've gone 0-1 in our picks against the Patriots. And I'm up on Kenny by two games, really, because he's got to pick the Patriots to lose at least three more times. I only get to pick them to lose two more times. Anyway, my son dreamed that. I don't know why. just throwing us a curve. Bills in third place at 60 with 62 wins and 44 losses. And Kyle is bringing up the rear, 55 and 51. Okay, so there we go. So heading into this week's games, here are my picks. I believe everyone had the Titans over the Jags and in the Thursday night game. So, although I didn't see, maybe I missed it. I didn't see anything from Kenny. But anyway, I'm assuming he would pick the Titans. But anyway, I think maybe Kyle would pick the Jags. Okay, anyway, I know that Scott and Bill picked the Titans along with me. So, along with everybody else, here we go. I got the Bengals over Washington. I ain't going to comment on that one. I got the Colts over the Chiefs, only because they're their home team. And I heard that Jamal Charles is out. And I picked the Colts even before I heard that. I got the Raiders over the Bucks. I think my up-and-coming team is on the upswing, although their D is looking a little shaky as they get into the tougher competition. But I got the Raiders over the Bucks. I got the Seahawks over the Saints. Bennett is out. And the Saints haven't had a good defense since Bounty Gate. And the Seahawks' offense is not as clicking as much as they have in the past. And so, therefore, on the strength of their defense is how far they're going to go this year. If they can pick up the D, they may be a contender. I understand Cam Chancellor might be out of that game as well. I got the Texans over the Lions, and the Patriots minor league team prevails. A lot of Patriots are in the Texans. That's why we say that, of course. I got the Browns. This is my upset pick of the week. I got the Browns over the Jets. My upset pick of the week. I got the Packers over the Falcons. Both quarterbacks are struggling. and I wonder if this game could be another tie. That was a surprise last week. But anyway, I got the Patriots over the Bills and show no mercy. Shut those Ryans up. I got the Broncos over the Chargers, and even Bosa can't bail them out this week. I got the Panthers over the Cardinals. They come out of their Super Bowl swoon, and now that Cam knows that concussions are real. Did he really say that? Yeah, they suffer a concussion to believe that they're real? Okay, Cam, whatever you say. But I got the Panthers over the Cardinals. I think the Panthers are about to turn things around. Like I said, it's the letdown after having played in the Super Bowl. After having played in the Super Bowl, first of all, you have a much shorter season because all the other teams have been resting for 3 or 4 weeks prior to the Super Bowl. And if the fact that someone said, you know, last year that virtually everything that could have gone against them went their way. And so the Panthers are now facing adversity. They got kicked in the teeth by the Broncos last year in the Super Bowl. And who knows what we would have done to them if we would have had been healthy. We would have kicked the Broncos as well as them. Anyway, I think the Panthers are going to come out of their swoon this week against the Cardinals. And to be truthful, I don't think the Cardinals have recovered from their opening day loss against the Patriots. They were certain with no Brady. I mean, come on, what a slap in the face it is to lose to the Patriots without Tom Brady when you're playing them at home as well. And the Cardinals have not quite recovered from that. Okay, I got the Cowboys over the Eagles. And the rookie of the year prevails again. Dak, Dakota, Prescott. he's been doing it, and I picked him at the beginning of the year to be rookie of the year. Don't ask me why. I know nothing about him prior to his, you know, stellar play with the Cowboys. And Dez Bryant may be back this week, so I'm taking the Cowboys over the Eagles. Carson Wentz is starting to show that he's a rookie, and the Eagles, their defense does not really impress me. So I got the Cowboys over the Eagles. and the Vikings over the Bears just because Jay Cutler's rumored to be back. And the Vikings defense loves Jay Cutler. Okay. And these are Bill's picks. He picks the Titans, the Bengals, Colts, Bucks, Seahawks, Texans, Jets, Packers, Patriots, Chargers, Cardinals, Cowboys, and the Bears. The Bears! You gotta be kidding me. Okay. Anyway, we'll see. And we always say, don't bet, 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 don't bet. We haven't had enough time. People say, well, you haven't had enough time because you guys aren't that smart. Well, that could be true. Whoa, whoa, hey, 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 calm it down here. Well, we're not that smart, but we know not to bet our money. We know how difficult it is to just pick the winners. And when you throw in the points that the gamblers want you to figure out as well, hey, the odds shift dramatically in their favor. So, anyway, we advise you. This is a fun thing for us, bragging rights and all that kind of stuff. But, as far as putting money on it, don't do that stuff. It's crazy. The odds are definitely against you. And if you win one year, you play 3 or 4 years, you're going to come up on the losing side. But anyway, hey, it's your money, your grown-ups. Do whatever you want to do. But take our advice. Don't bet. Father, the Patriots are concerned this week. It's good to see that Deion Lewis is practicing. And the reason I say that is because we can certainly use another running back. We don't want to wear out LeGarrette Blount, who has been having what some people will say, if he continues, will be his best year ever, career year. Way over 1,000 yards. Something projected around 1,300 yards. And he's leading the league in touchdowns. So you know that, in a sense, the other teams, since the Bengals game especially, have been flooding their backfield with 7 people. We're saying we're going to double Gronkowski, and hopefully we can get up in time to stop the running game. And we see we can pressure Brady with just 4 rushes, or sometimes just 3 rushes. We aren't going to do that much blitzing, which is great for Tom Brady. And Gronkowski is back, and so they're double teaming him, and Bennett is playing with a bad ankle. And so he's not at full strength. Edelman and Amendola and Hogan, So we have Brady has plenty of resources out there. White's been catching the ball great out of the backfield. But if Deion Lewis can come back, that will certainly take some of the pressure off Blount and White as far as running the ball is concerned. So we don't want to rush him. We can certainly use him later on. I think we have until sometime in November to determine whether we're going to activate him or not. But it was good to see him out there working out with the guys. So, Deion Lewis, we hopefully will be added to the arsenal as if Brady needs any ammunition. It's 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 30th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. And it's time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. But we plan to be back next Sunday talking sports again with you. And to get involved in the conversation, you have to give us a call on our new phone number, which is 1-855-915-WMFO. Now, we invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. If you haven't heard, we're not doing the countdown of the top hits of the year 2016, only because of time scheduling. But we're playing, this is part one of a series of programs coming up on Sounds of Praise where we're going to be featuring songs that are obviously in the top hits on Sounds of Praise for the year 2016. So we got about 25 songs already lined up for you today. And we're going to do that occasionally until we get, I think, all of the top songs of 2016. At least one play in this special countdown, non-countdown appreciation of the top gospel songs here on Sounds of Praise. So stay tuned for that. That's coming your way very shortly. See you next Sunday, 4 a.m. or thereabouts, here on WMFO Medford, a Brown perspective on sports.